that I would get that right. So Freddie and Tara Lynn are the regional advocates for Army, Association of Related Ministers International. And that's what this church is a part of, which some of you that are familiar with Andrew Walmack's ministry, he started Army for like-minded churches and fellowships around the nation. It seems like, Freddie, there's like 9, 10, or 11,000 churches that total, I think, that are a part of it. Last I'd heard, I'm not sure. But anyway, so in talking, my first contact with Army was with Freddie. And so in talking to Freddie, I was just impressed. A couple things. I think Freddie and Tara Lynn are pastors to pastors. Man, they're stepping in that kind of a calling anointing, being pastors to pastors. And they have a desire to see the body come together. And so I love their heart. I love their heart for people. I love their heart for pastors. And I can't wait to hear from them. So can you give a warm welcome for Freddie and Tara Lynn Menefield? Amen.
Amen. Such an honor to be here. My wife is my better half. She keeps me. Grab my water. And I'm grateful to have her here with me this morning. What an amazing church. We love your pastors. They're really, really good people. One of the things I've come to know and understand is that our authority changes the atmosphere. So what I want to do is make a bold declaration of faith. So I'm going to have all of us stand up. You have your Bibles or your devices with your Bible apps on them. I want us to charge the atmosphere with faith and expectation. Say this with me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. I have an alert mind. I have an attentive spirit, and I draw on the anointing, and every yoke is destroyed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, will somebody shout unto the Lord? Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, I really believe that something happens. We're going to start off in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19. I'm going to look at the Amplified version. You know, it's so important that the body of Christ not only is full of the Word of God, but full of the Spirit of God, because we're not only supposed to know the Word, we're supposed to know our leader and our guide. And the Holy Spirit has been made available to lead us. Do you realize you've never made a Spirit-led mistake? Every mistake that you and I have ever made has come from us not listening to the Holy Spirit. And we're not left alone. When Jesus went to be with the Father, he said, I'm going to leave another helper. And that helper is made available for you and I to be led by. And that is so critical. You know, we can find out what the head of the church is doing. Jesus never meant for the body of Christ to be headless. It was not his order. It was not his design. He set it up so that you and I would follow his leading and his guiding. And that's so important. God is not hiding his plan from us. He wants us to know what he's doing. He wants us to know what he has planned for us. So what I'm asking of you today is come in agreement with me for the miraculous to be made available. Come in agreement with me for supernatural answers to take place today. Those who have been lost will be found. Prodigals coming home. Healings manifesting. Things we've been believing for to show up today. Why not? Why not now? Why not us? Amen? I'm asking you to agree with me. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your holy written word. Father, we're asking you to help us to comprehend what you have for us today. Show us what you want to get over to us. Illuminate our hearts and minds. Help us today. We come against every distraction of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus. And we boldly confess that the word of God will go forth unhindered or unchecked. Father, I yield myself to you now. Think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords. Use me as you see fit. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19, this is the Amplified version. It says that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. I'm going to pause right there. You understand that this is available? That you and I really come to know practically through experience for ourselves the love of Christ. It goes on to say that you may be filled through all your being until all the fullness of God may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. That is available. God is looking for those who yield to become vessels of God himself. You know, it's important that we don't separate ourselves from the Spirit of God on the inside of us. You know, it's easy for you and I to doubt ourselves, but how many of us will doubt Jesus? How many of us will doubt the power of the risen Savior? It's not as likely as it is for us to doubt ourselves. We see ourselves. We look in the mirrors. We know our faults and failures. But when we understand that the greater one abides on the inside of us, we can be empowered to believe that God will use us to do what he wants to do. God desires to manifest himself in our midst. Healing is for today. You know, the body, the physical body, was designed by God to heal itself. However, our soul was not. We need to not only renew our minds, we need the Spirit of God to lead us into true freedom. Raise your hand if you desire to be free indeed. If you really desire to be free, it's going to require us to depend on the Holy Spirit. The objective for today's message is to come into a place where we experience God's love on a level that goes way beyond our understanding. We don't want to limit God to our understanding. We don't want to try to make God fit in our mindsets. We want to trust him. We want to go beyond our abilities and tap into his abilities. That's what he desires. The title of today's message is A Fresh Anointing. Let's go to Psalms chapter 92 and verse 12. Psalms chapter 92 and verse 12. Where are you guys going? You didn't know there was going to be a test, did you? Psalms chapter 92 and verse 12. We'll look at verses 12 through 15. A fresh anointing. What is the anointing? When the Bible talks about the anointing, it's talking about the anointing with oil. It's actually referring to the actual olive oil with different components in it that was used to set different people aside for the work of the ministry, to be empowered to do what God has called them to do, particularly sacred offices like the prophet, the priest, or the king. Applying the anointing oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit coming on an individual. It was so powerful about where we are today. Praise God, we're no longer in the old covenant. Now we can have the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us. And here's the thing. The power of God comes with the presence of God. When we have his Spirit abiding in us, we have power that's made available. Power to be demonstrated. Now, I'm reminded of being on a mission trip, and there was an elderly man. We were in Acuna, Mexico, and the Lord impressed on me to go and pray with for this individual. And before I laid my hands on him, I said, Lord, you didn't send me all the way to Acuna, Mexico to not get results. And when I laid hands on this gentleman, because of the Spirit of God on the inside of me, he was blind before I got there, but he could see before we left. Because the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of us. And here's the thing, family. Our expectation makes a huge difference in what we receive. So I'm asking you to expect like never before. Expect the power of God. Young people, being at camp, was that powerful or not? Absolutely powerful. I submit to you that you could have a camp experience every day of your life. The reason why camps and conferences and crusades are so powerful is because we go there with an expectation. How about we expect today? We expect God to speak to our hearts. We expect God to open up blind eyes, deaf ears. We expect God to cause healing to manifest in our midst. He's in the miracle business. That's what he does. Our Lord smiles on the impossible. And he manifests. For miracles are made. Psalms 92 and 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Flourishing, fresh anointing is available for each and every individual. It is absolutely available. Let's go over to a great example of a fresh anointing is David before he was made king. Let's go over to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16, and take a look at that. 1 Samuel chapter 16, we'll look at verses 10 through 13. It's an awesome example of what is available. You know, we're going to pick it up where David had been overlooked by his dad as a possible candidate for the Lord to choose. David was absolutely looked over by his dad. And there are those of you in here that was looked over by your dad. And there has been a void because you didn't get your dad's approval. Because your dad didn't gratify or build you up. Your heavenly Father is going to minister to you today so that hurt, that void will be removed forever. I was 42 years old before my dad said, I love you. And I didn't realize the impact of the words, I love you, from my father. Some of you have never heard say, I love you. And your heavenly Father is saying to you today, I love you so much that I sent my very best on your behalf. The greatest thing I had to offer, I sent for you. Because I value you. Deliverance will take place today. Healing of souls will take place today. Getting an understanding of how valuable you are changes everything. We need to hear that. We need to know and understand that the Creator of the universe looked at me and said, I accept you. I love you. I value you. And as men, it's so easy for us to pound our chest and toughen up and say, I don't need him anyway. I don't need my dad. I'll show him. I'll prove myself. I'll show him. And know what that does? That creates a hardening of the heart. In our attempt to prevent ourselves from being hurt again, we actually lock ourselves inside with the pain. And that pain begins to harden our hearts. That pain begins to reach out in different ways, like self-soothing, self-medicating, escaping. And what the Lord wants of us, for our hearts to be pliable, open, for him to minister to. Because he's looking for vessels. He's looking for men. He's looking for men to put his spirit in, his anointing in, to begin to minister to other men that are hurt. Of course, I'm not limiting that to just men, but this is what I'm hearing the Spirit of God saying. There are some men in here right now that need to be delivered from that hurt, from that pain. And family, like I said before, our bodies are designed by God to heal themselves, but not our souls. We need to give that up. We need to say, Lord, heal me. Lord, I'm giving this pain to you. I'm giving this hurt to you. I need you to heal my heart. I need you to heal my soul. 1 Samuel 16, verse 10 says, thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord hasn't chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes. That is so significant. The prophet came to anoint the next king when, by the Spirit of God, he recognized that all of those who passed before him wasn't the one. He said, we will not sit down until the last one comes. That was honor. The prophet honored David before he even met him in the natural. He knew by the Spirit. And family, we can know by the Spirit. God desires to heighten our awareness of what he's saying. That still, small voice to become clear, to hear what he's saying for us to do or not to do. That's his agenda today. Fine-tune our hearing. You understand hearing from the Lord is life and death? I'm reminded of a time when I was babysitting my little sister, and a friend of mine came over, and it wasn't uncommon for my friend to come over and invite me to go someplace. This particular time, a friend of mine, whose name was Mike, came over and said, hey, let's go to L.A. You know, I got something big. You know, I need you to ride with me. Let's go to L.A. And I looked back at my little sister, and when I did that, I heard, don't go. And it was a weird thing because I normally went with my friend Mike. So when I went back to the door, I said, you know, I'm gonna pass. I didn't know why. But it was such a reality. It was such clear instructions that I didn't go. And I'm here in front of you today because I didn't go. Because my friend Mike never saw the light of another day. He was shot and killed on that day. And I would have been with him. But because of the reality of the Spirit of God on the inside of me saying, don't go, I didn't go. The Spirit of God desires to communicate with us. He desires to minister, understand. He desires to enlighten us, to illuminate our hearts and minds, to hear what he is saying. This is available. It's so important that we do that. You know, when Samuel was honoring David, we don't know how long it took. It's not like he jumped in a car and sped and said, David, hop in. We don't know how long it took, but they stood until he came. This put an urgency on the mission, and it underscored how important this mission was. Samuel was honoring this young shepherd boy. God used Samuel to give great honor to David, whose own father overlooked him. Didn't even consider him. Great honor from your heavenly Father has been made available for you, even if your natural dad has overlooked you. And I know there are those in here that have been overlooked by their dad. Know by the Spirit, there are wounded souls of individuals that have been overlooked. That wound is going to be healed today. You're going to be ministered to today. That pain, that hole is going to be filled with an understanding of how much you're loved. Verse 12 says, so he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. In the midst of his brothers, he was the young, ruddy one that was constantly being overlooked, probably picked on. And he was anointed in the midst of his brothers. My God, he's a God of promotion. He's a God of setting things in order. And I promise you, as you trust him, he'll promote you. And not only honor you, but he'll put you in position. Let's go to Psalms 89:20. Just another example of David being an anointed. And I like David, one of my favorite biblical characters, because David went through a lot. David went through so much. David was considered a man after God's own heart. After he fell and he fell, he got in trouble time and time again, and yet he was considered a man after God's own. How is that possible? You mean God didn't require for him to be perfect? He was still considered a man after God's own heart after committing murder. How is that possible? You know what the enemy would like for us to do is to think that we have to have it all together. He would love for us to think that we have to be perfect. We are not able to make mistakes and still be used. The reason why I love David, King David, is because he's a great example of you and I trusting God yet again. Yes, we've made mistakes. However, it could be said of us that we are people after God's own heart. Get up again. Trust God again. Believe again. Because he's faithful like that. That's who he is. His super on our natural will change the world. Psalms 89:20 says, I have found my servant David with my holy oil, I have anointed him. A fresh anointing is available for you and I today. It's available. God desires to use us to such a degree that he gets the glory. In the Old Testament, people weren't even born again. The Holy Spirit had to come upon them only. We're not limited to that. Let's go to John chapter 14. In verse 16, the greater one that abides on the inside of us abides on the inside of us for great things. He desires to do great things in our midst. He desires to set us apart for his good works. John 14:16 says, and I, this is Jesus, and I, Jesus, will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you for how long? Forever. Verse 17 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, For he dwells with you and will be where? In you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. That's not a light matter. That is plenty power to overcome what the devil has set against you. That is enough power to supersede every attack of the enemy. Luke 24:49 says, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." The power that dwells on the inside of us comes from on high. Jesus is saying the promise of the Father would include power from on high. That's made available. So important that we know and understand this. How many of you want power on high, reigning and ruling in your life? It's available. Those of you who didn't raise your hand, it's available for you too. You know, God has positioned you in a place that only you can be effective. God has anointed you. And so many times we tend to try to duplicate somebody else's life. So many people were created an original, but die a copy. So many people don't understand that God made you an original for the lives that he wants to touch through you. The anointing that is available for your life will minister to those around you. Miracles are supposed to be normal. Because the Spirit of God lives inside. The same Spirit lives on the inside of us. Miracles have not passed away. Healing is for right now. And it requires our mindsets lining up to the truth of the Word of God. It requires you and I coming into agreement with the Spirit of truth and allowing his power to flow through us. God desires. He desires to use us. He desires to minister hope through us to a hurt, lost, dying world. So critical. What's your name, red shirt? Tom? Tom, the Spirit of God just said he desires to minister through you. There is something that he has equipped you with that you've set down. He's asking you to pick that back up again and begin to flow in what he's anointed you with. He's equipped you, and he has need of you to advance the kingdom. Let's agree with that over time. Father, we thank you for your holy written word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for equipping Tom to advance the kingdom, to pick up those things that he's laid down and to never lay them down again and do what you've called him to do in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The anointing. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus. That's the anointing that has been made available for our lives is not only fresh, it's available for us to tap into and never have another natural day again. We're not supposed to be limited to our natural. That's just wrong. You know, a huge lie is, yeah, I'm only human. Wow, what a slap in the face to God Almighty, who gave his greatest gift ever to dwell on the inside of us. For you and I to say I'm only human is to ignore the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us. That's not true. You're not only human. You are superhuman. Because the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. True or not true? If the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of me, I'm not just Freddy. I have the anointed one with me. The word Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. His anointing is made available to his followers. And when we say yes to Jesus, we say yes to the power. When we say yes to Jesus, we say yes to the yoke-destroying anointing. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come, and the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." It says witnesses. Where so many of us have made the mistake is we've been champion being judges instead of witnesses. God has not called us to be judges. Anytime we ever do any judging, it should be with the man in the mirror. We're called to be witnesses. What would Jesus do in this situation? How would Jesus love this individual who just lashed out at me? What would Jesus do in this situation? That is so critical. That's what we're called to. We're called to be witnesses. The purpose of the anointing, we just saw in John 14, 16, the purpose of the anointing is to bring help, power, and to make us effective witnesses. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18 gives us some more examples of the purpose of the anointing. Why the anointing? Why bother with learning about the anointing? Let's look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. There's some great things that take place because of the anointing. This is talking about Jesus, but because he is ours, the same anointing is available. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Prosperity. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted," healing, "to proclaim liberty to the captives," deliverance, "and recover sight to the blind." You know, whenever I read that, my heart just melts because I got to experience sight being recovered to the blind on a first-hand basis. And then it says to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Restoration, freedom is available because of the anointing. Here's the thing. Prosperity, healing, deliverance, restoration, and freedom is the result of you and I getting a good understanding of the anointing, what we have available. A fresh anointing is available for us today. So these things begin to mend. These things become the God results in our life because of our obedience. He's just looking for those who will be willing vessels that obey him. When we're willing vessels that obey him, we allow his anointing on the inside of us to flow freely. And the results will be deliverance, prosperity, healing, restoration, and freedom. How many of you know somebody who needs any of those in their lives right now? Right now. We made available through obedient, willing vessel. If you are an individual that will say, "Lord, I want to be willing and obedient to be a vessel that your anointing flows through to minister hope and healing to the lost and dying world," I want you to raise your hand. Lord, use us. Lord, use us. Let us get ourselves out of the way and position ourselves to simply be vessels used of you. That's his heart's desire. God has so much in store for you, young man. What's your name? With the beard. Yeah. Jose? Jose, there's such an anointing on your life already. What do you do? When you go on that new job, allow the light of God to flow through you like never before. Don't shrink to the atmosphere or the environment. You raise up. You allow the Spirit of God. You be a light in that place. The anointing that rests on your life is going to cause deliverance to flow because of your obedience. Be bold. The Lord is saying to you, be bold with what he's placed on the inside. Watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. God's going to minister to people and expect it. It's just the way it is. When you walk into the room, your presence is going to demand an explanation. They're going to wonder, who is this new guy? Flowing there. Watch and see what happens. Watch how God begins to use you. He desires to flow through you. Let him. Let him. Why do we need a fresh anointing? First and foremost, to fulfill our callings and our assignments. We have to have an anointing to fulfill, because our callings and our assignments are not natural. If you're doing what you're doing without God, it's not of God. In order to accomplish his gifting, his calling, his assignments, it's going to require his anointing. It's going to require his ability on our obedience to get it done. God's calling and assignment will always supersede our natural abilities. If we can do it without God, he's not in it. Dream bigger. Dream bigger. There's someone in here who said, it's too late for me. It's too late for me. My time has passed. That's a lie of the enemy. If you've said that, I want you to flip that around. Is never too late for you. God is desiring to use you. Whoever that is, receive that. It is not too late for you. Your time has not passed. God is going to use you at the age you are right now. God is going to use you. Does that speak to anybody? Does that minister to anybody? Is anyone in here that have said that? Amen. Let's pray. What's your name, sir? Mike, have I met you before? No? Let's stretch our hands towards Mike. Because the only power a lie ever has over us is our belief in it. And that is broken off of Mike right now in the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray. We stretch out our hands. We come in agreement with Mike right now. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of that lie now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for interrupting the service to speak to him directly, because you love him. That you love him so much. You wanted him to know that it is not over. It is not too late. I'm going to use you. The same thing I've called you to do, you will accomplish because of your obedience. Mark this day, Mike. Write this down and begin to be reckless with your love. Love out loud like never before. Amen. Thank you, Lord. To be effective witnesses, we need a fresh anointing so we can be effective. We need a fresh anointing so that we can do what Romans 5:17 says. And that is for us to reign. Let's take a look at that. Let's go to Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. God's order for us is to reign in life. He created us to reign and rule with him. Our ruling and our reigning will require an abundance of grace, and family, an abundance of grace has been made available for you and I. Romans 5:17 says, "For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." And again, the word Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. His anointing will cause you and I to reign in life. Let's flip over to 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll look at verses 5, then we'll drop down to verse 9. God is speaking to someone. God is stirring up hope again. Thank you, Lord. That's what the anointing does. Hope is rising in this place. That is so exciting, because anything that does not have hope is a lie. Any area of our lives that don't include hope, deception is reigning in that area. Hope is available. And I'm so encouraged because I sense it rise. Hope is filling and flooding hearts today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 2:5 says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Christ, through Jesus Christ, through the anointed one and his anointing. Let's drop down to verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." Dear God, that is our identity. That's our identity. One of the things I've come to realize is so many people are struggling with identity crisis. This is our identity. You said yes to Jesus. This is your identity. You are chosen. You are royal. You are of a holy nation. Look at this next part. His own special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Dear God, Jesus Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, has chosen you and I as his own special people. You've been called out of darkness. You are now flowing in his marvelous light. The anointing causes us to rule and reign. That's who you are. And every attack of the enemy has to bow down to the marvelous light of the anointing. How do we do this? How do we receive fresh anointing? The first thing is hang out with Jesus. Hang out with Jesus. We become who we hang with. Is that true? I know. Let's go to John chapter 15. This is a proof text to that statement. John chapter 15, verse 4. We'll look at verses 4 and 5. John, I use the New American, or no. Forgot the gentleman's running the... Bill? Bill or Phil? Bill, I'm using the New American Standard for this one. John 15, 4. We'll look at 4 and 5. This is... to back up the statement, hang out with Jesus. It says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me." This is Jesus. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Look at your neighbor and say, "Hello, branch." He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, a fresh anointing always flows from a fresh connection. And we have the ability to connect and abide with the vine, with Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, the best you is in him. The best you is in him. Number two, how do we receive a fresh anointing? Number two, stop trying to quit bad habits. Stop trying to quit bad habits. The anointing causes bad habits to quit you. Isaiah 10:27 is the proof text to that statement. It says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from you, from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. And family, I'm telling you, when you and I make the choice to hang out with Jesus, that anointing begins to flow, and everything that's not like God begins to fall off and be destroyed. The next way to receive a fresh anointing, know your value. Know your value. And the example I have for that is the Federal Reserve note. I'm going to use this bill. This is a Federal Reserve note. This Federal Reserve note was given its value when it was printed years ago. The value has been set. Now, no matter what takes place, this Federal Reserve note could be misused, it could be crumbled up, it could be torn, it could be used in illegal transactions, it could be lost, it could be found, it could be stepped on, it could be looked over. And after all it goes through, its value remains. The same is true of you. You could be stepped on. You could be abused. You could be used, looked over, beat up, torn, scarred. And your value remains the same. Why? Because the one who set the value never changed his mind. It remains the same. He still looks at you as his loved one. He didn't change his mind about you. And that is so significant. Who wants this? Nobody? Anybody? Come get it. Come get it. Y'all don't want it. Y'all don't want it. It is. Please understand that. What you have gone through has not robbed you of your identity. What you have gone through has not robbed you of your value. The same value that Jesus put on you when he created you in your mother's womb remains. You are valuable. You are precious. You are his loved one. Don't allow what you've gone through to steal the value that Almighty God has set for you. That's solid. That is in stone. That is not going to change. He did not change his mind. That is so critical. We have to know our value. your value is worth just as much right now. Don't undervalue the treasure that is hidden within you. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 is the proof text to that statement. It says, 2 Corinthians 4, 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The power that is on the inside of you is not of you, it is of God. And that's good news. The way we receive a fresh anointing is we gather together and pray for boldness. Let's go to Acts chapter 4, verse 23. Paul and John were arrested because they were preaching in the name of Jesus. When they got out, they went to the family church. They went back to their own companions. And we're going to pick it up there. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. You know what? When they were attacked, when they were arrested, when the world came against them, they went home. They went to their own companions and began to exalt the Lord. They began to praise the Lord. What a great hint for us. See, what the enemy would love for us to do when we get attacked, when we go through things, he would love for us to isolate ourselves and go through it on our own. And the enemy will begin to lie and begin to try to pick you off. Anytime, please hear this, anytime you feel like being isolated, run to somebody. Young people, whenever you feel like being isolated, call up your best friend. Call up your youth leaders. Because it's a trick of the enemy. You don't feel like being around people, that's a trick of the enemy. What he desires to do is to isolate you so he can pick you off. He desires to separate you. Don't let that happen. Run to somebody. Hey, listen, this is how I'm feeling. I just don't feel good about myself. I feel like begin to share that so that lie can be illuminated and truth can be shared. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is with them. Let's drop down to verse 29. This is still Paul and John running home to their companions. And this is their prayer for boldness. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. This is how we receive a fresh anointing. No, the Lord instructed me to do something else, but I'm gonna pray, and then I'm gonna obey the Lord, do what He said to do. So let's every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, thank you for your holy written word. You said that your word will not return unto you void. Thank you for grace deposits and truth impartations. Thank you for causing the word to be planted in the hearts of those who have heard it. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for illuminating hearts and minds. Thank you for releasing powerful truth that changes lives. I come against all distractions right now. Nothing will hinder your power from flowing in this hour, from setting people free. We desire to please you, Lord. Show us what you would have us to do. I pray for those who need to experience you. Touch them in a special way. I pray for those who need to return to you. Minister healing to their hearts. I pray for those who have been wandering. Show yourself strong in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, if you desire to receive a fresh anointing, if you have a desire just for a shift in your lives, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. You desire, and we're going to pray a prayer together corporately. We're going to pray this out of our hearts. Let your hearts agree with this. Remember, the purpose of a fresh anointing is to have prosperity, healing, restoration, freedom flowing through you to minister to a hurt, lost, and dying world. Say this with me. Say, I believe the word of God. I have the God kind of faith. God's word is in my heart and in my mouth. I have spoken my faith, and I believe it. I receive a fresh anointing right now. I have it. I see it with the eye of faith, according to the word of God. And I rejoice that it is mine. Lord, you are my high priest. I'm bringing this to you now. Use me like never before. I desire to be a vessel yielded, surrendered, and used for the purpose of advancing the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you for your time.
Thank you, Pastor Freddie. Thank you, Pastor Freddie.
There we go. My fault, Sean. You know, God desires to take this territory. And he's going to use these yielded, willing, dear people to do just that. And it's going to require your help and support. So the anointing that is on their lives is not only going to be stirred, but it's going to grow to such a degree that it's going to attract the mass. Taking this territory for Jesus. If you pray in the Holy Spirit, begin to pray in the Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Lord. Nikra sararo vrovra magrande glese hoste vrata kara san ton. Ida magra sararo boklitis. O zina sarara rabo kosi. Eriana mare visto. O shiko krasale rebie. Tenoro bas anano bie. O ne yangrasa. Brede krosan. Impartation. Impartation. For manifestations, visitations, and demonstrations from the Lord. The giftings that are on the inside of you are going to be released in a greater measure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank Thank you, Lord. Impartation. Impartation. Manifestation. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for release the anointing in such a way that is evident. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for their lives. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for a healing anointing. Thank you, Lord, for restoration. Thank you, Lord, that you are sending people to be restored. Thank you, Lord, that people are set free and delivered. Thank you, Lord, that this will be a house of miracles. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love you guys.
I love this couple. Amen. Amen. And the thing that I love is everybody, as he was talking, has an anointing of God, not just pastors. You have a calling and anointing in your life that is unique to you and every bit as powerful as mine. It's just different. Amen. So, Lord, I pray, thank you, Lord, for this area, for the power of God, Father God, through people, not just through Chad or Gina, but Father, imparting that power in each individual, God. Miracle working power in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, Father God, that many people will come to know you, Lord Jesus. Many people will be set free. Many people will be set free by the power of God. And it's this thing, it's just saying, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Jesus, let the blood, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash my sins away. I accept you. I ask the Holy Spirit to come into my life. Lord, I thank you for driving out depression in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. As Freddie was saying, healing hurts in my heart. He loves you. He is your Father. He's not like a worldly father. He's perfect. His love is perfect. And to say, Lord, I want to start that journey with you. This is a day and the hour where the United States again needs to see the power of God. Through love, as we stand up for righteousness and truth, amen? And so, Father, we thank you for what was released through Pastor Freddie and Tara Lynn today, Father God. We thank you for that, God. You may not even sense it, but you may sense it tomorrow morning. You may sense it not until Wednesday, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a shift in your thinking and your heart. You're going to say, hey, there's something different there. And so, Lord, we thank you. You're putting pieces together in other churches, not, you know, we have our place. We have our land. We have our anointing for this church. And I'm telling you, it's going to continue to grow out of a little area called Chino Valley. What they used to call the redheaded stepchild. I don't mean that, but I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean. Amen. For those who are stepchildren, to those that us that are, those who've been. Maybe, like he said, I think the big thing Freddie said was maybe forgotten. Man, God works the most powerful through the least. Through the least, amen, Shelby? Through the least, and he gets the glory. Through the least, and he gets the glory. So if you're one that says, I don't have anything to offer, you're the perfect candidate. If you're one that says, I really don't have that many talents, you are the perfect candidate. If you're the one that says, I don't know how he's ever going to use me, you are the candidate. Amen. Right. So we thank you, Father, that all things are possible to him that believe. Yes. Lord, we thank you for Freddie and his wife. We thank you for the blessing on their lives, the anointing on their lives. Amen. I think he's a pastor to pastors. I just could tell when I was meeting with just the wisdom coming out of them. I wanted to say that if you could, let's bless Freddie and Tara Lynn financially. If you could give, you got to put it in an envelope, though. If you just put cash back there, we won't know. So the little envelope, if you can, let's bless his socks off. Amen. Let's sow into Freddie's ministry and his church. Amen. Let's do that and send him off. And so, Father, we thank you again how we honor you and bless you. Thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and your power today. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord today.